All right, so today we're diving into some pretty complex stuff.
Yeah.
Industrial motherboards and edge computing.
Yeah, really fascinating stuff, though.
It does sound kind of like something out of like a sci-fi movie or something, but it's actually,
It is.
it's very real. And honestly, it's going to impact pretty much every part of our lives before we know it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're talking about basically like the brains behind all the stuff we hear about all the time, smart factories, you know, the self-driving systems,
Yeah.
all that jazz. And we've got some pretty big news today from Intel.
Yeah, big news.
They're making a pretty major play in this field, with something that they are calling Meteor Lake.
Meteor Lake. Have you heard about
I
this?
have, yeah, this is not just another processor launch.
Okay.
This is Intel making a very deliberate attempt to dominate the edge.
So for those of us who don't speak fluent tech here, what exactly is the edge?
Yeah,
Like,
so
why should we care about Meteor Lake?
the edge is essentially where computing happens in real time.
Out in the field. So think like sensors on a factory floor or, the computer inside a self-driving car. So that's the edge. And Meteor Lake is designed specifically for that world. It's all about efficiency, processing power in like the most demanding situations.
So it's not just a new chip then.
No, it's much more than that. This is like Intel took everything they know about computing and just like crammed it into a Swiss Army knife. We're talking built-in AI capabilities, super fast processing, but all while using way less power. Yeah, it's incredible. And what this does is it opens up incredible possibilities for smarter robots. Faster analysis of data from like self-driving cars and even like more responsive medical devices, because it can all happen instantly right there on the spot.
So you don't have to send it to a
You don't have to send any data back and forth to a data center.
So it really does speed things up then.
It does
All right, how
significantly.
much faster are we talking here?
Well, think about it this way. Right now, a lot of these systems are limited by the time it takes to send data to a server, right? Processed, and then get a response back. With Meteor Lake, that all happens instantly right there at the source.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
So does this mean that Intel is going to be like calling the shots in like the industrial world?
Yeah.
Are they the only ones kind of in this game right now?
They're making a big move, that's for sure. But, the tech world is incredibly competitive. Companies like Nvidia, for example, they are also investing very heavily in edge computing. And they have their own strengths as well. Nvidia is a powerhouse when it comes to graphics processing, which is essential for things like autonomous vehicles. So it'll be really interesting to see how this all unfolds.
Yeah, it sounds like the starting pistol has been fired.
It has.
For sure.
Yeah.
So let's step back from all the tech specs for a second here. What does this really mean for like the average person?
That's a good question.
Like, why should we even care about what's happening on the edge?
Well, it's all about like blurring the lines between the physical and the digital world. Imagine a world where like your refrigerator can order groceries before you even realize you're out, or where like traffic flows perfectly because cars are talking to each other in real time. That's the promise of edge computing. And Meteor Lake is a huge step in that direction.
I see. So it's not just about like,
It's not just about factories.
It's
Like
yeah.
this is going to change everything.
It does sound like it could be a real game changer for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about,
Good.
from factory floors to operating rooms. It sounds like this Meteor Lake thing could really be huge.
Yeah, and here's something else to ponder. As computing power continues to get smaller and more efficient, what happens to that line between the physical and the digital?
That's a good question.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah, food for thought, for sure. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.